Maxi, countdown, I suppose, on, and I know there's a big game in Castlebar tomorrow, and it will be of concern to you, but all set, I suppose, really at this stage for except for a few final touches for Windsor's Knights under 21 final.
Yeah, we are, Tom. Yeah, we're looking forward to it now. It's been a long run, and we've been at it now since November, and we're looking forward to it. We have very, very strong memories of Ulster finals, and we still carry the pain of last year, so what's been driving us on, and it's where we wanted to get back to was an Ulster final to try and put the record straight.
Yeah, it seems to have been a great motivating factor this year in particular, I suppose, in the manner in which you lost last year, has been caught with a late goal and a couple of points.
Yeah, very much so. Look, we felt very hard done by at the end of the day. Fair play to Cavan. You know, they took their chances when they needed. They didn't give up. They played to the bitter end, I suppose, like we did in the first round this year. So, from that perspective, it was very, very hard to take. But because we knew we were good enough, you know, we basically had the game won. If we just were naive and didn't see it through. So, you know, we really had one hand on it last year, and as I say, we've carried that with us this year. There was memories that never been far from our thoughts when we've been together as a group, and it definitely has helped drive us on and give it another go.
And I know a number of players have moved on, but you've still quite a few survivors, haven't you, from last year?
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah. Joe Calls, our keeper last year, he's still with us. Tim McHughes, Ryan and Owen, Hugh McFadden, Wally Gillespie, Connor Park, Daryl Connor, Kieran Thompson. Them boys were all playing. Last year, Jack O'Brien was in the squad. Ian McGrath was in the squad. There's a lot of them, you know. There's a lot of them that have those memories with them as well come this Wednesday night.
And I suppose Inge, that final defeat last year in the first round, caught Cavan with a late goal and probably struggled over the line, but deserved the win, I think, over the 60 plus minutes.
Yeah, look, I think we did. We opened them up a number of times for goal chances that we squandered, much more so than they did. You know, I don't think they had. I think they had four wides the whole night, really, and they were very economic from the goals. So the 9 points they got were hard earned on their behalf. Just as Monaghan's 1-5 the last day was hard enough earned. We've been defending pretty well, and it's probably been the foundation for our run so far. And I suppose it's an area where we need to be, you know, really on form again on Wednesday to make sure that we can keep Tyrone at bay. But the performances so far have been okay. We're happy enough with them in most areas of the field. So
especially that Wednesday night's semi-final victory over Monaghan in difficult conditions was a most impressive one.
Well, yeah. Look, the conditions were the same for both teams. In fact, all four teams. We've seen the tape of the Armagh-Tyrone game, and the weather there was equally unsavoury. So. Credit to Rowan, they braved the elements as well and came out the other end. It was a hard night for football, but I kind of said a few times we're well used to playing in that in Donegal. We get our fair share of wind and rain, so it wasn't, I suppose, something that's completely unknown to the fellas. But they just stuck in and they stuck to the task. It took us, we had 1 point on the board, I think, after 23 minutes. So from that bit, you'd be forgiven for letting a bit of panic ensue, but they didn't. You know, they just kept at it and kept doing the things well and kept defending well and, keep them on at bay and then just waited for the thing to open up at the other end, and thankfully it did.
And I suppose the introduction of Willie Gillespie and young McGrath certainly has given you a lot of thought and a lot of food for thought, I suppose, in your final selection for Wednesday night.
Yeah, it would have done. Look, we're very fortunate. We have a number of very strong subs. We have a very good squad this year. We have a real influx of quality minors this year, which, the best group that I've ever seen come through at under 21 level. There's 11 or 12 of them involved in us, and they've really given us a really strong base. And, along with the fellas that we had last year, we had about 15 or 16 from last year's squad still around. So it's a good recipe for having a strong squad, and thankfully that's how it's borne out. And Willie was still recovering from a hamstring problem that he had picked up a number of weeks back to keep him out of the Cavan game. So we weren't just sure where Willie was at. We didn't know if there was a follower in him, and we felt that he'd be, we'd rather have him for the last 40 maybe than the first 40. So that was always in the card, that he would come in. And Eamon had come in against Cavan as well and done quite well. So he's quite an energetic player, and he likes to get forward, and he does it with a bit of pace. So he was going to be a you know, he's an obvious man to come in against Monaghan, and, you know, the nature of the way the game was going, it was very much a counter-attack game, and people had to be able to break up the field quick, and he was fit to do that thing.
I know when speaking to you the other night, you didn't know an awful lot about Tyrone, other than obviously the Tyrone's pedigree at underage in recent years. Have you picked up much since?
Yeah, look, we've seen a bit. We've seen a couple of DVDs, all right, and, you know, we did a wee bit of work on different players and their clubs and their colleagues, one thing or another, and got familiar with the faces and the names. From that perspective, we're probably as well informed as you could possibly be at under 21 level, because the age range is so vast. Like, there's the people look at minor teams from 3 years previous and expect under 21 to be the same, but that's just not the case. You know, a minor team is picking from the under 17, under 18 groups at any stage. Maybe an odd exceptional 16 will play, but at under 21 you've got under 18s, under 19s, under 20s, and under 21s all available for selection, and all, you know, regularly featuring teams. So you have a real mix of four age groups to pick from, and that's when the teams, you know, start to change from minor. And and Tyrone are the same, and that they've a lot of fellas that have, you know, just come out of minor last year, that a good minor team in 2013, and there's, you know, a number of those playing, and there's a few fellas in there last year. The captain, Kieran McGeary, a really good player. You know, he played against us at under 21 level in 2013. We recall, and it's where he collided Paddy McBurdy, and Paddy ended up having a split head over the as a result of the injury. So he's an experienced buck, and he's about a while. So they're a very good team. They've a lot of very good footballers, as Tyrone always do. Bags and bags of talent. And it's just a matter of, I suppose, who makes least mistakes in the night will probably be true.
And I know, obviously, Ryan McHugh and Hugh McFadden are named the team for tomorrow. So, obviously, you'll be watching Donegal and Mayo closely tomorrow.
Yeah, very much so. The two boys are massive players for us. Hugh was brilliant, was the best team I've ever seen him play in Wednesday night. And Ryan really is the heartbeat of the team. He's the captain. He's a real driving force for us. He's to the fore of most things that we do well. So he's crucial to us. And look, fingers crossed, just goes all right. A lot has been said about the boys playing, you know, on the previous weekend ahead of a Wednesday night game. But it happens in most counties. And I do feel that it's a bit of a double-edged sword. I've no doubt that the good run that the senior team are on has definitely helped Hughie especially, and Terence with his confidence. He's playing with a lot more composure than he would have done even over a month, 5 weeks ago. So, you know, I have no doubt that it's his involvement with the seniors has brought that to bear out. So, I think you have to, you know, recognise that and appreciate that as well. So, look, in an ideal world, they wouldn't be playing, but look, what can you do? That's the way it is. They're integral parts of the senior team, and, you know, we're still not mathematically safe from relegation. We're in a good place. You know, qualification for a league semi-final is still within the grasp as well. So, you know, that'll be the best thing for the senior team to happen if they qualify for that. So you got to bear that in mind too. But look, fingers crossed, it just goes okay.
Yeah. And otherwise, everybody else okay?
Yeah, a couple of knocks and niggles. There was club matches last weekend that, you know, there's a few niggles picked up that still aren't right. Daryl Connor probably wasn't 100% even going into last Wednesday, despite playing as well as he did. So, you know, those fellas don't really get a chance to heal up over 7 days. So we'll just have to, let's hope for the best and that they come through.
And when you mention club games, there's club games penciled in for Monday as well. Will the under-21s be playing?
No, anybody likely to be involved will not be playing. I think most clubs are understanding of the situation. You know, to ask a young fellow to go out and play, 45, 46 hours before, unless the final would be very unfair. Not all clubs are in agreement. Some clubs would happily play them. And, you know, they're club players in the day, and they're entitled to feel that way. But, you know, we just feel that, you know, it'd be heartbreaking for a young fella to miss an off the final based on an injury picked up in a league match in April. So, look, fingers crossed that none of them have to play and that we have a full hand to pick from.
As we said, hoping to make it third time lucky for you personally and for a lot of these players over the last couple of years.
Yeah, look, third time lucky, I suppose it's a bit of nostalgia more than anything. At the end of the day, we're looking to win an Ulster Championship. Some of these boys are looking to win an Ulster medal. You know, some of the fellas are just in for the first year. We have a group of minors that have never actually lost a match at Ulster, right through under 16, under 70 minors. They've won every single game they've played. So it's not about setting scores for them. It's just about, you know, continuing on a fantastic run that they've been on for the last number of years. You know, there are a few that have that are carrying the scars of the previous 2 years, Ryan and Owen McHugh and Connor Park and Willie Gillespie and Dara O'Connor, these kind of books, and played the previous year. So, you know, they still have an itch in them, you know, to get their hands on Ulster medal. And I think their efforts over the last number of years, like, we've beaten all the top teams in Ulster basically over the course of my tenure, and you know, it'd be very, very hard to take if we don't actually get over the line through all the efforts and all the close years we've had. But that's not how sport works. You know, you have to go and win the games. You have to, you know, the best team generally comes out on top. So, you know, the sport generally doesn't care who lost the previous final or the final before that. You have to go and win it on the day and be the best team in any given year. And of the 9 teams, only one are going to win it. So we have no right to go and win this one based on what has happened in the past. We still have to go and perform, and hopefully we have enough about us to go and do that.